Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, February 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and a half, March wheat down 2.25 cents, and March beans up 3.75 cents. Currently, we have the crude up $1.15 a barrel. The U.S. dollar is strong, up 58 ticks. We're back up to 101.52. Gold's down $9, silver down 15 cents. The beans had a pretty good pop last night. Within the first, hour or so, we punched it up to 10.44 and a half. That was 11.5 cents off the lows. But we gave back a good 8 cents of that by the time we closed at 7.45. Corn was pretty firm all day. Wheat was just a little bit under a little pressure, very narrow range. But we did have some export announcements this morning that could firm up the corn and the wheat. We sold 260 corn to Japan. Sold 111,000 metric tons of corn to unknown, and we sold 138,000 metric tons of wheat to unknown as well. So that's a little bit positive. Nice to see a little bit of wheat export business out there that could firm us up here a little bit. The weather around the country looks warm and wet. We're going to cool off again toward the weekend with some storms coming through, but for the most part, we have had an unbelievable February. Chicago's either been at or near record highs 5 days in a row here. We're supposed to be 70 degrees tomorrow. Then we cool off Thursday and Friday, Saturday. But it's really been pretty amazing out here. And there's plenty of moisture, just no snow for any of the crops in the Midwest. It's all rain. We certainly replenished a lot of water in any of the dry areas around the country, particularly California, Oklahoma. So, you know, the crops look like they're going to go on the ground in pretty good shape here. A lot of talk is, you know, what are we going to see on corn acres and bean acres? What are the yields going to be? And, you know, I agree, you know, I'm still in the camp that we're going to lose 4 to 5 million acres of beans and put that in, 4 to 5 million acres of corn, and that'll move into the beans. Some people are saying it's not going to be that strong because guys like to plant corn. I don't disagree with that. But I think when you look at the economics of the situation, I think guys are going to have to lean a little bit more toward the beans than the corn out here. South American weather looks pretty good. Certainly the Brazilian crop, I think, is getting bigger. Argentina has come off of some bad weather 6 weeks ago, and it looks like their crop could be better than what was expected, 4 to 5 weeks ago. So overall, the crops aren't in any real problems out here. Be interesting if we do get a hard cold snap now with no snow cover really anywhere in the country, if we could do some damage to the wheat, and I think that's possible. So, again, I want to stay long wheat. The funds are still short wheat. They're now, been long corn now for a little bit, still heavily long beans, so they've come out of some of those positions. But I'm still friendly to the corn and wheat markets, still a little bit negative on the bean markets, but we'll see where we can go. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.